is 7 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, offering you this week what has been described by some people in the trade press, the radio trade press, as a positive, forward-looking week of commemorative discussions about the September 11th, the inference that September 11th has had, and the implications September 11th has had, stronger than ever, 10 years past September 11th, part of our broadcast week this week. And to continue with that theme, we have invited Reverend Robert Chase, who's the Executive Director of Intersections International, which is an NGO, a non-government organization that works at the intersection of communities in conflict. That really does sound like an NGO description. And I say that lovingly, Reverend Chase. Welcome to Good Day.
Thanks, Doug. Good to be here.
What do you do?
Well, at intersections, we seek to be at those, what we call those thin places, where there's the potential for misunderstanding, conflict, disagreement, and then we bring people together who differ, honor those differences, and forge common ground for justice, reconciliation, and peace. We invite unexpected voices to a common table and look for innovative solutions to some of the world's most intractable problems.
All right, so I can tell you that that sounds, and I can say this lovingly, that sounds like a bunch of political gobbledygook. And I say it lovingly because what you do, I know what you do, is far better and greater and more personal than those words that you have chosen as an introduction. The promotion of peace through dialogue is what attracted me to having this conversation, mostly because of what we have been sort of taught or led to think about people who are different than we are, thanks in part, if that's the right word, to the events of September 11th. We've become extraordinarily intolerant of large groups of people rather than focusing on the people who did us harm. You came about as a result of what happened on September 11th? Is that a fear?
Not exactly, but let me tell you what we're trying to do in light of the 10th anniversary of 9/11, because I think that does concretize some of those lofty words that I use to describe us. We see this occasion as being an opportunity for healing and for hope. And so what we're doing is, among other things, we've forged a coalition with other multi-faith organizations in the city called Prepare New York. And you can go to our website, it's preparenY.com, and see a whole series of things that we've been doing, and including having what we call coffee hour conversations. We've developed a curriculum and video resources and the like to promote tolerance and diversity. But one of the things for the upcoming weekend that we're doing that's pretty interesting is that we're having what we call Ribbons of Hope, where we have invited people from across New York, irrespective of their faith, their culture, their background, to write on a ribbon a prayer, a thought, a hope for healing for the city as we move forward. That's in keeping with your theme for this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we are then inviting people to bring those ribbons to Lower Manhattan, where they will be affixed to these large panels in order to create a tapestry of diverse textures, colors, shapes, and thoughts about how we can move forward together across lines of faith and culture.
All right. So the news media is not necessarily your friend in this gig, because they are, I'm making this as a general comment, there are probably some people who will be supportive of what you're doing. And it maybe isn't even about being supportive. It just, okay, let's have the news about this. But it's not in the interests of most of the big corporate news agencies to be supportive, because that doesn't sell newspapers. They'd rather have people fighting with one another, which is one of the problems that I have with the whole tone of not only news speak, but political speak. Some of my brethren in conversation radio spoken word formats, both radio and television, are not doing anything except throwing gasoline onto some of these hot conversations to make them even hotter. So do you feel like you're swimming upstream sometimes with this?
Sometimes I do. In fact, I've been a little disappointed in the news reporting around this anniversary.
Why? You shouldn't be. Why would you be? Why would you be surprised? The news media isn't really the news media anymore.
I didn't say surprised. I said disappointed.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. Got it.
Because so much of the reporting has been this retrospective, you know, focusing on the events 10 years ago.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is create something that really looks forward, that's positive. It grows out of, in fact, the very thing that you're lamenting, that vitriolic dialogue that happened a year ago here in the city that spread across the nation around the Muslim Community Center in Lower Manhattan. And a group of us felt that we didn't want to see that kind of dialogue that had so much venom in it repeated on the 10th anniversary. So we got together and we formed this coalition called Prepare New York, and the response has been amazing. I mean, we've been sending out some ribbons to people so that when we put these panels up, which will be up all weekend down in Battery Park, that they won't go up empty. And we've had 7,500 orders for ribbons so far from as far away as Hawaii, believe it or not. We have lawyers that are filling them out and farmers from a co-op in Missouri and senior citizens from a Mennonite senior citizen center in Amish country. We got a school in Budapest, actually, third graders, and here's just one ribbon that came back. My wish for the world is no more wars, just peace, and peace in capital letters. That's from a third grader in Budapest. So these are really kind of exciting. We have 80 partners across the city that are working with us on this, and we hope to get about 50,000 ribbons before all is said and done, and that will be the kind of diverse statement that I think counters some of the narrative that is present in the media and in the on the part of some politicians.
Today. Well, it's also part of some of the people of the cloth. Frankly, we can hear. People who are Muslims and Jews and Protestants and Catholics and various religions being extraordinarily secular in this. There are many people who are extraordinarily intolerant who wear cloth.
There are people who are intolerant who wear cloth, and there are people who are intolerant who are in the news media, and there are people who are intolerant who are in all kinds of areas. But what we're really focusing on is those people who are willing to reach out across lines of faith and culture and to know people as individuals, to learn about different faiths, to understand that it is in our diversity that we find our strength, that it is in the understanding of religious pluralism that's a foundation of our country, and not to in any way negate the sense of loss or hurt and pain that's still actually present here in the city from the events of 10 years ago, but to say, okay, 10 years on here, we're honoring that pain, we're honoring that sense of loss, but we are moving on with an understanding of our rich diversity that is reflected in this city, and that's the strength for the future.
It's interesting. I'm listening to you, and you remind me of a minister that I had when I was a kid at a church. I grew up in Framingham, Massachusetts, where I still live. And I remember long before there were the kinds of really, really dramatic differences that exist between religions, how I was very much involved in youth movements and stuff in my church growing up. I grew up as the ENRs and the Congregationalists got together and formed the United Church of Christ. And so that was my background. And I remember going as a high school student to various churches, to the Catholic Church, we were into the synagogue. We actually went to a Buddhist service. I remember that. And even though it seems kind of simplistic, it gave me I had a girlfriend who was Catholic, and I read the catechism book just because I wanted to know what that stuff was about. I think the reason I tell you that story is because I'm worried a little bit that the children that are coming up through and participating in churches are not being given the breadth of understanding. As you just suggested, there are many religions. All of them claim to and really do more good than harm. but yet we have religion as the cause of most conflict in the world. So how do we square that?
Right. I think that's a difficult question. Just so that you know, I am a minister in the United Church of Christ.
Yes,
so,
I knew that. I'm sorry.
We have that affinity. I didn't know that about you, so I'm glad to know about your reporting about your experience growing up. I do think that what we need to do is we need to look for our commonality without denying the fact that we differ across lines of faith. And we can honor those differences, and I can be a better Christian as I learn more about my Muslim friends or my Jewish friends or my Buddhist friends. And one of the things that this effort with Prepare New York has done, it has allowed us to work together, not really talk about, well, how do I differ from you, my Catholic friend, or how do I differ from you, my Baptist friend, but rather we have an opportunity here to learn together, grow together, and actually make a statement. Mm-hmm. If we have these 12 9-foot panels filled with ribbons that express opportunities for hope and working together and healing for the city, it makes a powerful statement that counters that narrative, that simplistic narrative, I would say, that is so often prevalent in the media or in the political agendas of those who wish to divide us.
Yeah. And there are plenty of people who do that, so congratulations to you. PrepareNewYork.com is the way to get these ribbons, right? And if there are some of these, there is a satellite experience in other communities where this is taking hold, the idea
right,
of doing this taking hold.
That's right, that's right. You can actually make a statement virtually if you go to Prepare, and it's preparenY.com, and if you go there under the tab that says 9/11 Ribbons of Hope, you'll see how to make a virtual statement, and then we'll write it onto a ribbon for you so that people can participate in this, not just from New York City, but from all around the world.
PrepareNY.com.
You got it.
Reverend Robert Chase, thank you for your good work, and it's good to have it explained here as, again, we're focusing on how we move ahead. Maybe this is something that will start on September 11th and continue. Maybe it could be something that every Sunday is done in some way, shape, or form with the goodwill of people like you. Reverend Robert Chase, Executive Director of the United Church of Christ Office of Communication. Ribbons of Hope is this interactive community-created art project to commemorate the 10th anniversary of September 11th. It is 20 past the hour on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Stephens, good day.
Fish, apparently, according to research,
those are not bubbles.
Documents can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Stephens, good day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash.
Stimulation. This is Bananarama. Anytime I get a chance to say that, I love it. Bananarama.
It's fun, huh?
That is. Crank it up, Richie. Here's a good trivia question. What is the name of the original group that did this song back in 1970? Anybody have that
answer? No
idea. 800. I got two questions for you, as a matter of fact. One of them has to do with music. The other one has to do with television, because Jennifer's going to do our television report in the next half hour. So this is Bananarama, number one during this week, with one of the really big pop tunes of that era. It's been around for 20 years. Originally recorded by what group went number one in February of 1970. So who had the hit before Bananarama had the hit? Top of the chart. This is Venus. So number one were Bananarama, then before it was number one for the other group. What's the name of the other group? 1970, so
you might be shocked.
16 years. Yes, you might be shocked.
The Beatles.
Yeah, oh. Good. 800-510-8255. All right, so 2020 television quiz. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to this date in 1983.
Okay.
When the first hour-long network news show was introduced Labor Day weekend, 1983, what was it? The first hour-long network news show. Jennifer will have the answer, and if she doesn't, I will. In the next half hour, you can win yourself some free food. I got the big gold box. I'm looking at it at DougStephan.com. You can try 12 servings free. Food reserves. That's what this is all about. E-Food will give you the reserves that you need for any event. Hurricane, earthquake, tornado, any event that will knock out your power and keep you from having a good meal. Now you can have a good meal. Just need something to heat up the water. So you have to have water, some source of heat, and food from E-Food. That's all you need to survive.
Basically, if you have a grill.
A grill, yeah. Outside, you're all set, Richie. Right?
Yep.
12 servings free at DougStephan.com. All right, and then we'll send you supply of this food as well. If you have the answer to these questions, 800-510-8255. First thing I'm looking for is the name of the group that had the first hit with Venus. Here is Rick listening to ATSM in southwestern Texas. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? I'm well. How are you?
Fine. Yeah. I'm well, thank you.
That's good. Nice to hear it. So what were you doing in 1970, sir?
Well, I was looking for a job.
Really? Are you looking for a job still, or did you find one?
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, you had a good-paying job. Are you still working at it?
Semi-retired.
Yeah, semi-working, semi-retired. Yeah. Not a bad state to be in.
That's right.
Right. All right. So the name of the group that was responsible for the first go-round of that Bananarama hit was?
I'm pretty sure that's the Shocking Blue.
The Shocking Blue.
Is that right?
That is correct, Amundo.
I prefer that version, too.
What, this version?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the only thing about the other version is that Bananarama is fun to say. All right.
Yeah.
Hold on, Rick. I'm going to send you some of that e-food. I still need to know the name of the first hour-long network news show as the 2020 news quiz continues on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the U.S. Appeals Court for the First Circuit ruled that video recording police officers and public officials is protected by the First Amendment. Provided your recording takes place while they are performing their public duties, public video is now an established right. In other news, Amazon has been working on its own tablet computer, and Forrester Research is making bold claims of its future success. Published in Forbes, the group believes Amazon could sell 3 to 5 million tablets by the end of the fourth quarter. As seen with the HP TouchPad's recent popularity, a low price tag could be the key to finally competing with Apple's iPad. And finally, Walmart launched its platform for renting online movies, and it's proven to be its largest online success to date. Walmart's Vudu service has already eclipsed Sony and Amazon's streaming video efforts. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off your first purchase or special financing for 24 months on your first purchase of $599 or more when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. It's a great way to turn those fall plans into finished projects. Special financing for 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 7th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with any other credit offer or discount. See store for details.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade!
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix! See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Good day. Day after Labor Day, things get back into high gear.
Ugh.
And we'll get at least 2 months' worth of work out of people before Thanksgiving comes. Well, actually, the next holiday, sort of, isn't a holiday, is Halloween.
Yeah.
And that stuff is all over the
holiday
retail.
For me, I have a party.
Can all I give everybody who's getting up and getting ready for work a little tip for their day after Labor Day?
I think that'd be a wonderful thing for you to do, Richie, yes.
Leave 10 minutes early.
Oh, you're right.
Right, a lot of traffic.
Schools
today.
Are back in.
School,
nobody's
everything.
On vacation.
Yep.
It is jammed
like
out there. And especially here in the mid-Atlantic, we're getting a little bit of rain.
Yep.
The roads were a mess.
Slick.
Coming in.
Because there's oil in the roads from the heat
it's
in the summertime.
Slick, just traffic.
And traffic.
I mean, we haven't seen traffic for a couple of months. I mean, now there's traffic. So if you're getting up and getting ready.
Traffic on the threes on WBZ.
Leave 10 minutes early.
Yeah. There is, for, again, all intents and purposes, everything gets into high gear now till Thanksgiving. And then things get, you know, kind of until after the first. And then on January 2nd, same thing. Everybody's back to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Until the next excuse for not working, which is Memorial Day. So you kind of get, what, 7 good months out of people a year? That's about
don't
it.
Don't forget February. That's my birthday. So we're
that's right.
Mom.
Yeah, national holiday.
Yes, okay.
I'm coughing.
Jennifer. Okay, so Jennifer Horn is here, Rich McFadden is here, and our question at the moment, you have 5 minutes to figure this out before Jennifer does her television report. When is Roberta back, by the way, or did she just quit?
I thought she was supposed to be here today.
I thought she was, too. She hasn't been here for a month, has she?
3 weeks.
It's been longer than that, I think.
All right, so we still claim to have a Queen of Cheap thingamabubber. You can check out some of those things. If they don't have mold on them, you can use them at DougStefan.com. So our TV quiz question has to do with the beginning of the first hour-long newscast, a network news show, a daily news show. And so because of that, Wes in Salt Lake, your answer is not correct because the program you have suggested is not a daily show, right? What show were you thinking was the first hour-long newscast?
Well, when you say the first show of 60 Minutes on Sunday was a weekly show, but if you want to get into the daily shows, why, they are the early morning ABC, CBS shows that come on.
No, that is not the correct answer.
And 60 Minutes has been around since, what, the 60 late
been around,
60s or
something, for a long time. Yeah. Although you're thinking well, Wes. Yeah, you're thinking well, but not. I'm talking about the regular established networks and what shows were on for an hour. That's what I'm thinking about.
I believe it's Barbara Walters, was it not, that came on with it?
Yeah. You know, that one ran through my head as well.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Barbara Walters. But good try, Wes. Thank you. 805, did I make it too tough on him?
1968 was when 60 Minutes hit the air.
Yeah. Judy's in Livingston, Montana. Hi, Judy.
Morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I haven't had my coffee yet.
No coffee?
Well,
no,
get on it.
Heavenly days. Well, what kind of coffee do you drink?
My son's. He owns a coffee shop here in town.
Really? So the coffee's called My Son's. That's pretty cool.
So it's actually Chad's.
Chad's coffee?
Chad's with a Z on the end.
Chad's. Like Chaz Bono?
Not quite.
Chad.
C-H-A-D. No, she said C-H-A-Z.
Oh, Z.
Chad's.
Okay. Don't always be correcting me, Richie. I'm listening to what these people have to say.
Some of the time.
All I heard was coffee shop, and that's delicious.
So, Judy.
Your ears perked up, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Do you want to take a shot at the answer to this question?
I did think it was 60 Minutes, and I didn't hear you say daily.
Ah.
I answered that when you asked the question.
All right, well.
So I missed on that one.
Okay, that's all right. You're never a loser when you're listening. There are two conditions under which you are never a loser. You're never a loser when you wear a mezuzah, and you're never a loser when you listen to the Good Day program. How's that?
Hey, I'm there with you. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Come to Livingston, and I'll give you a cup of coffee.
All right. I don't drink coffee, but you can give me a hug.
Give me the cup of coffee.
Yeah, he probably has chai tea. You would love that. Tai chi.
Tai chi and
chai tea.
Hoi, 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 wow. Okay, Judy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Here's Diane in, where are you in North Carolina?
Hey, it's Siler City.
Siler City. What's that near?
Near Greensboro and Asheboro.
Greensboro, all right.
My family's in Asheboro. Tell them I said hi.
Why don't you pick up the phone and tell yourself? Why does she have to do it? All right.
Yeah.
So the first hour-long network news show was?
The McNeil-Lehrer Report on PBS.
And that is correct. The McNeil-Lehrer Report on public broadcasting started on Labor Day 1983. So that means you are a smart cookie. Did you watch it? What made you think of it? You just popped into your head, or did you look around to find the answer? What happened with you?
Googled and Googled.
All right, nothing wrong with that. It's good. And now you will never, ever forget that bit of trivia. It could come in handier even for some other event besides being on this program, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you could be... You might want to be on The Price is Right, although I don't ask questions like this in The Price is Right. I don't know, someplace. It'll come in handy, I promise. Diane, we're going to send you some free food from eFoods. Is that a good deal?
Cool, thanks.
Very cool. Nice with all kinds of emphasis and love in my heart, I say it was nice to chat with you, and I'm glad you're a listener. Hold on just a second. I was looking at something else that happened on this date, and I was remembering, I'm looking at this name, and I'm thinking to myself, why do I know this name?
What's that?
Susan Powell. Oh. Susan Powell.
I know that name.
That's that workout woman or something, right?
No.
No. Okay.
That was Powder, but good call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Powder. Right.
Susan Powell.
You want to try it, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh. It sounds so familiar.
It is very familiar. I took a trip with her.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
I did, yes. Mm. And with another one of her ilk. On the same trip.
So is she a talk host?
Nope.
No. Isn't she an actress on something?
She's done some acting. Yep. But this is not her claim to fame.
Tell us.
Miss America.
Yep. She was
Miss America. That's right. See, that's why she sounded familiar. Okay.
She was Miss Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And she would be. She was crowned Miss America in Atlantic City on this day in 1980. It was the first time in 25 years... that Burt Parks had not served as master of ceremonies because the producers thought he was too old.
Oh.
So Tarzan, Ron Ely, was chosen to host the festivities, and he flopped horribly. It was horrible. But I remember Susan and I had some great conversations on the trip to Iraq.
You guys had a great time, didn't you?
I thought she was extraordinarily intelligent, beautiful lady, very nice. And the thing about...
Did she talk a lot about world peace?
No.
And kittens.
No, she didn't do that.
Kittens.
But one of the things that has bothered me, and I hope it doesn't happen on this trip that I'm going to take to Israel in December. Oftentimes I go on these trips and you make friends with people and then you
they
don't
disappear.
Yeah,
you
right.
all go your
stop.
Separate ways.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's too bad.
But it's up to you to keep it up, too, Dougie.
Well, it's up to everybody. Actually, I think that I did reach out to the two of the. It was another Miss America that was on the trip. I thought it would be kind of cool to have a conversation with them on the air. And then we back and forth emailed, and nothing. Nobody could ever get it put together in the right time. So it kind of just floated away. As
I'm
those
still,
things do.
Pretty friendly with Leanne Tweeden, who was
yeah, she was on the trip.
She was on the trip. She's a model, a Fox contributor, and
well, Fox,
she's,
well, she,
yeah,
Fox.
She's always on with
Sean Hannity,
but
yeah.
she does that poker show.
And she does the
she
poker
does.
Show. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't quite understand that show. I've seen it a couple of times when I've been up late
well,
at night.
It's about people that play poker.
Yeah, I understand that. I'll be a smarty. You know what? There's an expression about things.
Oh, I love you. You know it.
Yeah, that's right. All right. At any rate,
I wouldn't teach you if I didn't.
Uh-huh.
I'd be yes. nice to you all the time.
Very sweet. Okay, 17 before the hour. If you are not aware of how your body works, gentlemen, may I help you out a little bit, especially if you're Rich's age and older and you haven't dealt with your prostate, time for you to wake up.
I love being the guinea pig in
wake
the prostate
up.
Commercial.
Wake up, because your prostate can affect everything in your life from now on, including how well you sleep, how well you eliminate, how well you make love. It's all about you and your body. You have to start with a checkup every year, and you also should start taking the Master Prostate Formula. Master Prostate Formula has 12, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You can see the ingredients on the bottle. These ingredients are proven to promote healthy prostate function so that you get a restful night's sleep. You're tired of getting up to go every night, and your mate is as well. This is the way to fix that problem by calling 800-716-6520. You order a bottle of Master Prostate. It comes to you without cost, which means, Jennifer, it is
free!
Oh. A free bottle of Master Prostate, 800-716-6520. You'll get started. You'll see how it helps you keep yourself in the sack during the restful hours. Take my word for it. Master Prostate works. You don't have anything to lose except the frequent trips to the bathroom. Call them right now for details. Doug Steffen sent you to 800-716-6520.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
September was just named National Spinal Cord Injury Awareness Month. Will you stand up for those who can't? Every 48 minutes, another American will become spinal cord injured, like Mark Bonaconte, son of NFL Hall of Famer Nick Bonaconte, who was paralyzed when playing college football. His father promised to work to find a cure. And 26 years later, the Bonaconte Fund to Cure Paralysis raises money each year to do just that.
My dad's bedside promise to me to do whatever it took to make sure I would walk again has inspired so many athletes and private citizens to help the Bonaconte Fund and transform the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis into the world's most comprehensive spinal cord injury research center. please visit thebonacountyfund.com to contribute online or attend the September 26th Porch Legends Dinner in New York City, honoring heroes like Don Shula, Jerry Rice, and many others to help raise money for a cure for paralysis.
For more information, visit www.thebonacountyfund.com or call 1-866-STAND-UP.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayville Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Hi, now we are at 13 before the hour. Doug Steffen, Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. I see in this story, that's the DougSteffen.com headlines from the show, that Susan Lucci has a few things that she wants to say about the cancellation of All My Children.
I wish you would have said them earlier. You guys have no idea how heartbroken I am about this.
Well, I don't know, but you talking about you guys, Richie and me, or are you talking about everybody listening, or what?
No, I said, you guys don't know how heartbroken I am that All My Children's going away. It's gone. I'm so sad.
So I saw that she's just taking it all in stride. Does this mean that she's going to move on to the internet?
No, she's not taking it in stride. She's put an epilogue onto a book that she wrote about her life, All My Life, a memoir, and she's naming names.
Yeah.
She takes shots at the head of daytime television.
Wow. Brian Franz is his name. He's the one that pulled the plug on both All My Children and One Life to Live. And so I guess she wrote a nice little note to him in there.
And there's an FU attached to it.
There is.
Hey,
which seems so not classy for her, but, hey,
money's
whatever.
Money. I mean, if the show's not bringing in enough to make any money, what do you do?
Well,
you put in product placement. There's a lot of things they could have done. I mean, they're putting in this awful programming now, The Chew. It's going to air right after The View. I mean, come on. Really? The Chew?
What is that?
You think that's going to bring in a lot of money?
What is that about? I saw that.
It's a show with Carson Kressley and Mario Batali.
So we're supposed to know who those people are? Who are those people?
One of the guys was on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Mario Batali, the chef. And then a couple other people I haven't even heard of.
Oh, it's about food.
Yeah,
yeah,
I did see that. They're going to sit around a table and
talk about
The View, except with food. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but speaking of The View, Doug, I have good news for you.
What's the story with Elizabeth?
The good news is that they're back in session today, so you'll have all kinds of
new
clips to listen to. You can hear everything that Elizabeth says you should watch today.
Right, okay.
Plus the chat or the talk or whatever has been going crazy. That's back today. And then TiVo just released this really interesting list. They finally compiled the list of the top 10 most TiVoed shows since October 2007.
And,
you guys want to take a guess of what's on the list?
Some
of our favorites.
No, I'm going to go with The Learning Channel and...
No way.
Really?
Grey's Anatomy is number one.
No.
Number two, American Idol. Three, Desperate Housewives. Four, House. Five, Lost. Six, CSI. 7, 24. Eight, Heroes. Yeah. 9, The Office. And 10, Glee. Kind of interesting, all the top shows from the last few years. And then American Idol is holding their auditions for season 11. Their last one will be in New Jersey. So if you're in the New Jersey area, September 22nd, you've got to go out there and audition for the show. And bad news for Ray Romano fans. Men of a Certain Age, dead. He tried to shop it to other networks. Couldn't do it. He went online yesterday saying, it's over.
Kaputsky,
can't do it.
All right, it's 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't admit. No. Just can you watch?
my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to live here? Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Michael McMaster is a gentleman that I call upon with regularity to help you and others understand what's going on in their life. Michael has been an advisor, a personal counselor for 30 years, talked to tens of thousands of clients. Michael, because we are engaged in looking ahead, one of the themes of this program this week is to examine not the past of September 11th, but to try to put people in a stronger position moving forward. And I'd like to solicit your help in this for a few minutes, talking to people about the whole business of not getting along, the religious differences that Muslims and Jews and Protestants and Catholics have, and how that creates a disharmony. And in this circumstance, you're all about happiness. You're all about helping people, and your CDs that focus on happiness. It seems to me that this event certainly caused us a lot of unhappiness. And as we move ahead, what do you say to people who are hung up on religious differences and who are hung up on people who are different than we are, whatever that means? How do we move ahead from your perspective?
Well, I think we have to understand it. You know, we're basically all the same. And these differences are taught. It's sort of like people who, I've had people born in these countries who don't know how old they are because they, you know, they were given a birthday, so to speak, at the beginning. And it's the same with religion. We are taught what to think about religion and what we should think about other people who are involved in other religious practices. But if people didn't know what religion that they were, there wouldn't be any biases at all. We'd actually, at the basic human level, all get along. So I think we have to look at each other as being the same human being as we are, and the respect that we would want to give to ourselves and what we would want to do, we have to give them the same thing.
All right, so we ought to do this, but we don't. How do you train people understand what do we all need to look at in terms of our own, I suppose, weaknesses? Because the things that people want improvement in, by definition, are usually things that they're not good at, right?
Oh, absolutely. You should really take something from religion, but you should really have everybody respect everybody as being like your brother or your sister.
Well, in fact, we are the brotherhood of man. That's a reference that is often used. And so we find it, though, because of perhaps the news media, the influence of people who have made their mark on society by tearing things down, ripping people up. We use words like going to war against the Republicans and the Democrats, for example. We want to fight and we're going to win. It's all these terms that seem to me are extraordinarily distressing and keep people from being happy.
You know, it's to me, that's bad. You know, there is a mentality here about winning all the time. And if you've got two sides, like even in, you know, what goes on in politics, they're only working for each, you know, for their own benefit. They're not working for the benefit of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you work for the benefit of the whole, everybody gets raised up. The other way, everybody gets torn down.
Right. And that's what we have this malady. It's almost like a phobia, trying to tear people apart. And one wonders, it's not important, and that's why I have taken this tact with this, to realize where it came from. It's only important how to get beyond it or get over it or just somehow move it out of your focus.
You know, if you don't have anger and frustration inside of you, I mean, you have more peace and harmony and your life is so much better. And the people around you, you know, who live around you, their life is so much better as well.
Life.
I mean, some of the things that people become angry about, I mean, absolutely ridiculous. It has really, in some ways, nothing to do with their life, but they need something to express anger through, so they choose something.
What would be an example of that?
Well, even what you're talking about with 9/11, I mean, there is people need something to be angry about.
I mean,
even at a basic level in human life, people need something to be angry about, so they choose things. It doesn't mean to say that they need to be angry about that at all.
But we as a country seem to always have to have an enemy. There's always, and in my lifetime, your lifetime, we've always either been going to war, at war, or coming out of a war. And one wonders how in the world that serves any of us. If you'd like to see how Michael works through this, you might want to check out his CDs, especially the one on simple happiness as we deal with these things around September 11th. Michael-McMaster.com. Michael-McMaster.com. Go to DougStephan.com. You'll see his picture there in the contributors box. Click on that and check out these CDs.